But I worked at Flowers one time, and that was the best smelling place I think I've ever been into. Luke, didn't you work over there for a while? That's a pretty good smelling place. It was all right. It make you hungry, that's for sure. But today we're going to be talking about the wonderful bread that Jesus gives us. And if you have your Bibles, I hope you did. John 6, starting at 25. Let's look at 25 through 27. It says, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Let's bow as we pray. Father, thank you, God, for your word and what we can get out of it, dear Lord, and what we can draw from it. How we can see you today, Father God. Your word is so active and alive, Father God, that we pull from it, dear Lord, and it sharpens us is what it does. I pray, God, you be with each and every person in this sanctuary right now, God. I lift up every one of them to you, Lord, that everything that we say and everything that we do will be for your honor. Lord, be with us, Father, as we study your word, Lord. Help us to understand. Help us to apply it. These things we ask in your name. Amen. I've got three things that I'd like to ask you today. And three things that we're going to go over, three different questions. And we're going to observe the Lord's Supper. I know I'm going to try to keep in mind the time and everything. But I wanted to ask you today if you believe that it is time for a heart check. Do you think it's time for a heart check? Especially as we get ready for the Lord's Supper, as we get ready, as you start your brand new year. Now, I'll give you this too. I saw some people quote that maybe January was just a warm-up month. And maybe now February we can start it again and go ahead and get back down to business. So if January was your warm-up month, I totally understand. February just started so you can get right back on track. Whatever you were working towards. But look at what 27 says right there. It says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God has placed his seal of approval. And we all see, it says, I wanted to ask you today too, another question is, do you have the approval seal of Jesus Christ? And also, we always, all the time want approval, or we want that seal of approval from our spouses, our coworkers, our teachers. Every time we turn around, we're always looking for the approval to make sure that we're doing it right, to make sure that we're right where we're supposed to be. Now, when I was at HOC, I used to certify equipment. And what that means is I calibrated it, okay? So a lot of times, too, you would go in and I would put a sticker on it when I was done, and that was my seal of approval that says completed by, here's the date, done, everything checked out. I even gave a report too, and I'd give to the supervisor and say, this thing machine has passed everything. But there's parts to it, and several of y'all know what I'm talking about. You would make sure that zero flow was zero flow, and then you normally check like a 25% mark. You would check a 50% mark, a 75, and then 100. You check that meter at all those levels to make sure that it was spot on, dead on. That exactly whatever it said, it was true and it was accurate. That's exactly what we see when we look at the scriptures today. They were asking Jesus, making sure that it was right there on top of everything. But a question that I've got for you today, we see a calibration process, and it says, when was the last time you possibly recalibrated your heart? And that doesn't mean just praying, but that means truly spending time with God. That means truly coming before him. That means truly finding that quiet time. That means truly doing exactly what you need to be doing for him. That truly means exactly where you need to be, what you need to be, and how you need to be doing it. It says, don't just pray, but we spent time with God. Look at what 28 through 30 says here. It says, then they asked him, what must we do to do the works that God requires? And Jesus says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, what signs then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Now, if you've ever read chapter 6, and I'm sure you have before, we see that Jesus has just fed the 5,000 is what he's done. They claim that there is 5,000 men there, and that's just the men alone. So if you counted the women and the children too, you could easily be looking at a crowd of 15,000 to 20,000 people on that hillside. And do you know how many loaves of bread and how many fish he had? If you go back to 6, you can actually read it. It says he had 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish is what he had. And you see you've got one in the crowd because it's Philip who says it. And I'll go back and look at it real quick. He says another one of his disciples. Okay, so Philip answered him. He said, it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough food to feed these entire people. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He was testing them. But you know, Philip had to be the one that would always go, well, it might not happen exactly like that, Jesus. Or, you know, there's always those consequences. There's always that something happening. He says, look at what he says right there. He says, another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, spoke up and he said, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will this go among so many people? And God still had it figured out. They're seeing it, but they're not believing it still. They're seeing that they know he can do it, but they're still doubting him is what they're doing. Look at what he says right there. He says they packed up. It even shows that Philip right there needs a heart check also, to be honest with you, when you look at the scripture, because Philip's already doubting it, right? And Jesus has already performed so many miracles before him. He's already shown him the way, and yet Philip is still doubting him right there, where he says, but Jesus, it's going to take so much money to feed all these people. There's no way. This is all we have. Jesus says, just sit everybody down and watch me disperse it. When they were done, they picked up 12 baskets full. 12 baskets full of bread. Isn't that amazing that they were able to feed so many and then had so much left over? The power of Jesus is amazing. It says, if you look at the 31 through 35 right there, it says, so they asked him, what sign will you give us or believe in? What will you do? 31 says, our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. How much more powerful of words can we get when we think about exactly, when we think about the love of Christ for each and every one of us? How exciting can it be? It says, third question I had for you, it says, what do you need to do to get your heart back in line with Christ? As we get ready today to observe the Lord's Supper, I'd like to tell you a little story, kind of similar to what I did with the kids. But there was a story of a lady who was very unhappy at her church. And what she had done was she had went to the pastor and she said, you know what, I'm not going to be coming to this church any longer. And the pastor said, but why? And she said, I saw a lady gossiping about another lady. I saw the worship team not living right. That's pretty bad if the worship team ain't living right. I saw this going on. I saw that going on. I saw this one's a hypocrite over here. I had these whole list of things. And the pastor told her, he said, I'll tell you what you do. I want you to do something before me. And if you complete it, and if you still want to, you can leave. He said, I'm going to give you a glass of water, and I want you to walk around the entire sanctuary 3 times. Filled the glass right up to the brim and set it in her hand where she had to walk and just walk around. And she said, easy enough, I can do that with my eyes closed. So he gave her the thing, and she started walking. She made 3 laps around the entire sanctuary and came back up to him and said, here you go. I'm going to be leaving now. He said, well, wait a minute. Before you leave, he said, let me ask you a question. He said, you had that water in your hand. I saw you walking. And she said, yeah. He said, did you see anybody gossiping? She said, no. He said, well, did you see the worship team messing up? She said, no, I didn't. He said, what about the hypocrite? Did you see any of that? She said, no, I didn't. I didn't see any of that. He said, do you know why you didn't see it? She said, no, rightly, I don't. I don't know why. Pastor said, you were focusing on that water. That glass of water is all you were focusing on. When we focus on Jesus as Christians, we take our eyes off everything else and just worry about ourselves. That's exactly what we're doing. We're worrying about our walk with Jesus. Is that not what it's really about? Our walk with Jesus. Just mine. We already know that the Bible already tells us that we're sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. So there's not a single one of us who are perfect. But we all fall short of the glory of God. I can't stress that enough to say that we're all sinners. We all mess up. But when we keep our focus just on Jesus, that is where our number one priority needs to be. We tend to not see all the other fluff that's around us. That's what it is. We just keep our focus on God. The disciples, I can't believe, what shocked me, it made me giggle so much, was when that they asked him right back earlier when they said, what signs are you going to do? Do you realize he just fed 15,000 with just so little? I mean, that would have been a sign enough for me. And not to mention, it says in one, he had already healed so many and performed other miracles right in front of them. And they still say, what else you going to do for us? What else you going to do for us? And you know, you see it. Tony Evans did a thing one time where he said, is God your sugar daddy? I mean, is it just something that just is supposed to grant miracles and wishes? No, it's not like that. When you come to him, when you come to this place and you come into his house, you need to fall on your face before God and say, hey, I'm a sinner. I've messed up, but I know one who's not, and that's Jesus. And just stay right with him is what you need to do. Keep your focus right on Christ. Look at what the last set of the scripture says right there. In 36, he says, but as I told you, you have seen me, and you still do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. 38 says, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. 40 says, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at that last day. Everyone who looks to the Son, is your heart calibrated right today? Are you right where you need to be with Jesus? That's your number one concern before walking out. Is your heart right where it needs to be with Jesus? Now, what's so special is we come today and we get ready for the Lord's Supper. We always take a minute and we examine our hearts. Do we not? We examine our hearts. And that's not for you to pray for John or to pray for Luke or to pray for Jerry. That's for you to pray for yourself and your own walk. That maybe there's a division, maybe there's something in there that has been separating you from Christ, and maybe you just need to say, God, here I am. God, I don't have it all figured out, but I know you do, and I know I need you. It's amazing how much we change, but the Word of God never does. Brother Greg told me that this morning. He's so spot on with it, and it's true. The Word of God never changes. It does. So we can always, even 2,000 years ago, when they were going over it, it's amazing how they were writing the thing and they were thinking of nothing but themselves. And we see a lot of that today. But then Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. It was above their heads. But it's not above your head today when I tell you that. Each and every one of you sitting in this sanctuary knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. That we always have to be ready. So the three questions I asked you, I said, is it time for a heart check today? When was the last time we recalibrated our heart? And then the third thing, what do you need to do to get your heart back in line with Christ? The story with the lady with the water is ideal because it tells you exactly what you need to do to get your heart back in line. You need to keep your focus on Jesus Christ. That's what you need to do to get your heart back in line. Leslie, as we get ready today to observe our Lord's Supper, we always take a moment and we always examine ourselves is what we do. So what I'd like to do right now is do that before the deacons come forward, before everybody, is everybody just bow their heads and everybody spend about a minute, okay, in prayer for yourself, for you only, in your walk with Christ. Let's bow as we pray.